November 23, the promise is for us. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Luke 11:13. We should pray as earnestly for the descent of the Holy Spirit as the disciples prayed on the day of Pentecost. If they needed the Spirit's power at that time, we need it more today. All manner of false doctrines, heresies, and deceptions are misleading the minds of men. And without the Spirit's aid, our efforts to present divine truth will be in vain. God desires to refresh His people by the gift of the Holy Spirit, baptizing them anew in His love. There is no need for a dearth of the Spirit in the church. After Christ's ascension, the Holy Spirit came upon the waiting, praying, believing disciples with a fullness and power that reached every heart. In the future, the earth is to be lightened with the glory of God. A holy influence is to go forth to the world from those who are sanctified through the truth. The earth is to be encircled with an atmosphere of grace. The Holy Spirit is to work on human hearts, taking the things of God and showing them to men. Christ declared that the divine influence of the Spirit was to be with His followers to the end of time. But the promise is not appreciated as it should be, and therefore its fulfillment is not seen as it might be. Minor matters occupy the attention, and the divine power which is necessary for the growth and prosperity of the church and which would bring all other blessings in its train is lacking, though offered in infinite plenitude. My brethren and sisters, plead for the Holy Spirit. God stands back of every promise He has made. With your Bibles in your hand, say, I have done as thou hast said. I present thy promise. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7:7. Christ declares, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Mark 11:24. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. John 14:13.